Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Marianne Rhodes, Kate's mom.
Mason's in Chicago, I'm in Colorado. We got some hard-hitting interviews for you later in the show. But right now I wanted to talk to you, Mom, about this show I went to over there, Aggregate Space Gallery, which we don't talk about enough on the show.
I think that you ought to include it more.
Yeah, because they got this show over there that I actually went and talked to the artist of Invoice. He's got a show up called Him/Hum. Do you think you're supposed to say the slash?
I thought it was cool.
And that's Him, H-Y-M-N. Singing in church, so praise the Lord. Okay, now, Van Voicy's mm-hmm. got a background in... Oh, you're doing it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's humming. But are you humming a hymn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Van Voicy's got a background in electronic music and conceptual art.
I don't know a lot about it, but I have been exposed to... A little bit of it.
Do you know John Cage?
I recognize the name.
Now, I got to tell you, Mom, I usually don't like sound art.
No.
But I really liked this show.
Well, that's good. You're broadening your horizons.
So you come in, spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you about the show, okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
And I also want to get it off right at the top that they got a performance coming up, Wild Times, drummers.
You do?
No, Vin does at the show at Aggregate Space. So you go over to Aggregate Space. That's first Friday, January 5th from 5 to 8.
In the city?
No, in Oakland.
That's a city.
Sure is. Okay, now, when you go in there, he's got all these little speakers, okay, which may or may not actually have been recovered from Grace Cathedral.
Wow.
There's a little bit of kind of fuzzy background to these speakers. And they're in pairs where one is facing another, kind of, at a little slant to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clips of people saying, shh, like how you shush somebody.
Yeah. You know, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe got married at Grace Cathedral.
There you have it. And I got to tell you, it makes a great little sound.
It didn't last long.
No.
And then I think she married Arthur Miller.
How many times was she married?
Several.
Well, God rest her, Mom.
Okay.
But anyhow, it's an interesting sound field that's made by these shush. And shush is such an interesting sound that we make to stop sound.
I've been shushed many times.
Have you ever been shushed in a cathedral?
In the Sistine Chapel, which is not a cathedral.
You got shushed?
Everybody got shushed.
But why were you saying that you got shushed?
I was saying, what awesome painting on the ceiling.
And they were like, you shush.
And they were just shushing right and left.
I bet. Then you go into the main gallery and there's these kind of wooden towers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Taller than a person.
I yes.
want to say, I'm guessing here, but I want to say eight or 9 feet tall. Okay? Kind of like what
you see. Freestanding?
Well, they have some wire cables that are kind of at the top to keep them from falling over.
Okay.
I think it's mainly for safety. And in the very top are rotating loudspeakers, okay,
uh-huh.
that periodically rotate. I think there were four or five of these things. And they periodically rotate, and as they're rotating, they're playing a sound that just sounds like kind of a hum, but it's the sound of people with their mouth trying to make the...
Shush.
Not shushing, but making the tone of the room that they're in. You know, you ever notice there's like a kind of hum or tone in a room?
I
like
thought
right
that
now,
was tendonitis.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Like right now, like the washing machine or something's going, right?
Correct.
Then you have whatever other pipes and heaters.
The little funny sounds I have in my ears.
Yeah. And so it's people with their mouth trying to create that tone coming through the speakers. And it's kind of indistinguishable sound. And it's a really meditative but maybe a little... reminiscent of like emergency warning systems like tornado alarms and things like
that. Wow.
It's really interesting.
Living in the Bay Area, have you ever heard the tsunami warning?
No, have you? You're from the South Bay.
No.
Oh. Well, you were kind of inland, though.
I was in Santa Clara County, which is protected by mountains.
Sure enough. But it's a great show. There's also a video piece.
I was in the dam end of Santa Clara County because there were a lot of dams
oh.
at that end of the Santa Clara County.
Is that what people
County.
Would say?
yes, there was a big billboard that said the damn end of Santa Clara County.
But did they mean it as a joke, or?
I guess. It was in the 50s.
There's also a great video piece up in there. Check it out. Go to these performances. Go see the show. I took notes this time, Mom.
Excellent.
Like a real
journalist.
I didn't
send you to college to not learn how to write.
That's right. All right, Mom. Let's get to these heavy-hitting interviews that I did at a museum that I will not name. But before that, thank you so much for appearing on the show for me this
week. Well, it's a thrill to be on your show.
And it's a thrill to have you.
And
you're one of our most popular guests.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Happy New Year.
We're out here at an unnamed museum talking to the wall of a museum.
Hi. I'm part of Gallery 503.
Fantastic. Museum walls really take a lot of punishment.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Are you a load-bearing wall?
I am, which I'm so grateful for because that means they don't take me away.
Right, there's a lot of movable walls. Do you know any?
Yeah, I know some movable walls, but you can't get attached. You don't want to make friends with a movable wall, because they'll just leave one day. You won't even get a chance to say goodbye.
You also have to, you know, hold up paintings, say.
There was an Anselm Kiefer show in my gallery, and that was some heavy stuff.
And people lean on you?
They're not supposed to.
But they do it.
Their butt blackens my white wall.
I bet.
Also,
I worry about that.
There's the potential for hurting the artwork. If you see someone lean on a gallery wall, please, I beg of you, tell them to stand up. Find a bench.
There's plenty of them around.
Yeah. My best friend's a bench.
This one over here?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if this bench has anything to say to us. Hi, I'm Kate Rhodes from Congratulations Pine Tree. We're talking to some of the important fixtures and infrastructure of the museum today.
Hey, oh my god, I can't believe you noticed me.
Do people often mistake you for an artwork?
No, never. I look like a bench, so they know I'm a bench.
This wall over here said that you're their best friend.
Yeah, we're close. I mean, I don't know if he's my best friend, like my best friend is someone else, but we're very close.
Do you move around to different galleries?
I do, but not that much. You would be surprised.
Are you a fan of artwork?
Well, wow. Fan. I don't know if I would call myself a fan, but I like it. You know, I like seeing it day in and day out. It gets a little boring after a while because I just see the same work all the time, but it's really exciting when a new show comes in.
What about school groups?
You know, school groups can be hard sometimes. They fling on me. I've been stood on before. But that being said, I appreciate their enthusiasm.
If you could be a bench anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Not outside. I really don't want to be outside. That's for sure. But, where in the world? The White House? I bet you hear a lot of interesting conversations in the White House.
This wall over here, not your best friend.
No, I mean, we're close. I don't want to downplay that. He's really nice. I would call us close work friends.
Okay. What do you say to that wall?
Well, I guess I knew that to be true. Bench is very sociable, a lot more than I am. And, you know, I guess I don't get out much. Bench gets around a lot more than I do.
Which is actually really not that much.
No, I guess it's not that much.
But more than you.
Yeah.
Who never moves.
It's true.
I mean, you kind of got a little sliver view of a window.
Yeah, I could see outside. It's really nice. Watching those cars come and go and imagining where they're going. I mean, some are going to the East Bay, and I like to imagine, you know, maybe one of those cars is going to Six Flags and is gonna ride a roller coaster or something.
Would you ride a roller coaster?
Oh, heavens no. I get motion sickness like you would not believe.
Well, so you two probably don't move around that much. I feel like this bench has been here every time I've been here.
I have a question for you.
Oh.
Have you seen a bench at a museum that you were like, I love this bench?
Totally.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's so many benches. I feel like the benches at museums are the best benches in the world.
But you notice them?
Of course I do.
Can you tell me about them?
Sure. Well, I mean, you're a fine bent.
Oh, hush now. Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
I love a bench where you can sit looking one way or the other way.
So a bench with no back is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Or a back that's in the middle with seats on either side. Oh yeah, they've got them in Europe.
Here in this museum, there's a circular bench.
Oh yeah.
No back at all. It's round and it could seat 10, 12 people maybe.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
into that bench. It could be a little too intimate to be with that many people on kind of a piece of furniture that you could lay down on.
Yeah, I guess museums aren't about intimacy, but I think
it can be, but
intimate interactions happen here.
I see a lot of first dates.
Yeah. Weird place for a date.
But I kind of get it. It's like,
you do want to express that you're cultured.
They're trying to impress each other.
Yeah.
And show each other that, you know, maybe they like things other than drinking.
Right. Well, there's a pedestal over here. Let's see if we can talk to this pedestal. Hello, pedestal. I'm Kate Rhodes from the Arts and Culture podcast, Congratulations Pine Tree. Do you have time to speak with me today?
You want to talk to me?
Yeah, I'm guessing that you actually get around more than anybody.
Yeah. I get around.
Have you been in every gallery?
Not every gallery, no. But every floor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you into art at all?
No, I'm whatever. It's like I'm not into art, but I don't really care that much, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm really active.
That must be hard in your line of work.
Yeah, you know, but it's like
slash form of existence.
But I stay pretty fit.
Yeah.
I'm like in shape.
Big time. You're complete shape. You're a rectangular prism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my body is a temple.
Mm.
Like my body is my work, you know? So I gotta take care of it.
Have you ever not been the shape you currently are?
Of course. I shaved off a lot of LBs, you know?
Back when you were a tree?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. But you want to hear something crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I go down to the basement, like down to storage a lot. Hang out down there. Like, I talk to a lot. I talk to a lot of other parts of the museum. Like, you want to know something? You talk to me.
Okay.
I've got all the intel.
What's the hot goss?
I shouldn't be talking about this. But, okay, I heard a Brancusi.
One of those big dick-looking ones?
Well, no, this one's like a lady's head.
Oh, okay.
But this Brancusi was hitting on this little contemporary piece.
Oh, no.
And he is like
really old.
Three times her age.
I bet.
It was messed up. And I was like, back off, bro. Back off.
Do you get leaned on a lot?
No, never.
How do you get along with the bench?
You know what? The bench is fine, but it's like, sometimes you gotta be a little less chatty.
Right. There is such a thing as too friendly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
How about this wall over here?
Yeah, the wall's my bro. Wall's my bro. I like the wall. Have to say, not my favorite wall in the museum.
Who's your favorite wall in the museum?
Oh, God, man. I'm friends with so many walls. I've got so many wall friends.
Have you ever lost a friend in the museum?
Oh, God. I have, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
Sometimes one of those movable walls gets taken out and I never see them again.
Where do they go?
I don't know. It's like, where do any of us go after we're gone?
Okay, well, that brings me to my other question.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yeah, you need to get out of the museum because we're about to close.
I haven't even started all my interviews with all the different objects around here.
Well, you can come back on Sunday.
pedestal.
Yo, what up, bro?
Hey, do you know anywhere I could kind of like get into like a crevice?
Hide in the bathrooms.
Oh, really?
They're never gonna find you there. There's a little nook in the women's room. That's where you gotta go.
Okay. Fancy bathroom. Hey, other wall.
Yes?
Do you know where the bathroom is?
Yes, you turn to the right here.
Oh, thank you.
The museum is closing!
Okay, I don't think they're gonna find me in here. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, God. Is that a guard?
Hello, who is here? I cannot see you, but I can hear you.
I'm a maintenance worker?
No, you're not correct. You're not maintenance. I know all of the maintenance professional workers here.
All right, hang on. Oh, are you... I kind of can see through you.
Yes, I'm the ghost of Louise Bourgeois.
Why are you in San Francisco?
Because my artwork is here. These are my spiders. These spiders just outside the restroom, they are mine.
Were you cursed?
No, I was not cursed. I just love my artwork so much, I could not be torn from it, so I stayed in this earthly plane.
So when you die, what happens?
Well, I don't know for everybody, but for me, it was very important to stay with my artwork, because my artwork was my pain. I think for some people, they go off and whatever, they die, they are dirt.
Is hell real?
I don't think so.
Do you only come out like after the museum's closed, or are you kind of like floating around during the day?
Sometimes I will come out when the museum is still open, but it's only because I can sense that someone will touch something they're not supposed to touch, or maybe they want to take a photo of my artwork, a selfie, and make it their Tinder profile, and I am against that.
That's weird.
These spiders are not for love. They are for pain. They are for the pain caused by family, by loving someone so completely and wanting to please them, but they do not ever get pleased.
Okay, there's a photograph that goes around of you a lot. I think it was taken by Robert Mapplethorpe. It's you holding this, like, giant ceramic dick. What's up with that?
I really felt the pain of sex and how women are treated because of it. It's an atrocity that no one would take me seriously as an artist until very late in my life. It was mostly because I was a woman and I was dealing with subject matter that they did not want to hear.
All right. Well, do any other ghosts come out at night?
Yes, you know, I have seen one other ghost here. It was Jackson Pollock, but I did not like him at all. Did somebody say my name?
Oh, jeez Louise, it's... Oh, sorry, Louise.
Please do not say my name in vain.
It's Jackson Pollock.
Hi.
You're a very controversial figure now.
Why is that? Just tell me straight. Well, I don't like to bullshit.
Your paintings sell for a lot of money.
Of course they do. They deserve to sell for a lot of money.
As much money as they do, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Look. That's me in those paintings. That's my life. That's my body.
But you were just kind of banging them out for Peggy Guggenheim back in the day, and you were just basically giving them to her.
You say banging them out like it didn't take my blood, sweat, and tears, but it did.
Sorry, Jackson. I also read that you were in kind of a weird cult, and everybody had sex with each other in the cult.
Yeah, what of it?
You're way different than I thought you would be.
Oh, how'd you think I'd be?
I don't know. You seem... kind of down to earth, I guess.
Look, I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm not really going to talk about my feelings. I'm not going to get touchy-feely with you.
Do you
but
have any regrets about your life?
Fuck yeah, I do. Everyone has... Oh, can I swear on here?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone has regrets. Do I wish I hadn't died so young? Of course. I had a lot more to do, a lot more of myself to give. I also feel awful bad about how I treated Lee sometimes.
You're really... revising some history for the historians listening to this out there.
They don't know shit, those historians. They think they do, but they don't.
How come you're still walking amongst the living?
I honestly don't know. I don't want to be in this bullshit place anymore. I don't want to be around art anymore. I just want to be with my own work. I want to create more work. Maybe that's why I stuck around.
Mm. Well, I happen to have a paintbrush here in my backpack.
You do? Do you have some paint?
I do, actually. It's one of those little stubby cans, one of the Oops cans from Home Depot. It's kind of a pukey green.
Wow, they make weird colors these days.
Oh, well, yeah, they make them all. Well, do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I guess I could drip something out for you right now. Okay. Maybe a little painting, because that's not a lot of paint. You know, I like to use a lot.
Okay, I'm going to hand it.
God damn it. All I want to do is paint.
Well, do you have some unfinished business or something? Maybe I can help you move on to the next plane.
You know, I do have some unfinished business. It was with Jasper Johns. I called him some dirty names back in the day.
Do you want to relay some information and I can try to get it to him?
Tell him that Jackson Pollock says he's sorry and actually really respected him and what he was trying to do. I didn't mean to make him feel bad for the kind of art he was working on.
All right. Well, let me call up my friend Janine.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Janine. I'm kind of in the middle of a weird night at the museum situation.
Oh, really, Kate? What's going on?
I know this is kind of a big favor, but do you have Jasper John's phone number?
Oh, of course I do, honey. Let me get it for you. Okay, here it is. It's 555-213-5167.
Okay, thanks.
No prob, hon.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was bizarrely easy to get his phone number.
I got good connections.
I didn't realize that you were kind of a somebody around here.
Of course I am.
Do you just kind of mope around in museums all day and all night? What's your deal?
I co-host the number one arts and culture podcast in the Bay Area.
Wow. I don't know what a podcast is, but that sounds awful important.
Sure is. Okay, well, let's see if we can get this guy on the horn.
Hello, this is Jasper Johns.
Hi, Jasper. You don't know me, but my name is Kate Rhodes, and I was basically visited. Brace yourself. Are you sitting down?
I am actually sitting down, but I can't imagine what you're about to say.
Well, I was visited by the ghost, okay, of Jackson Pollock.
Oh, heavens, not this again. I've been told so many times that by psychics and other mediums that Jackson Pollock is trying to say something to me, and it's such a bore. It's like, quit pretending.
Well, did any of them tell you what he had to say?
No, not yet anyways. Well, no, I just figured it was a bunch of phonies trying to, I don't know, buddy up to me or something.
But you didn't ever let them say what it is that Jackson Pollock is trying to tell you?
No.
Well, do you want to know?
Fine, I guess I should hear it. Otherwise, this might keep happening, or...
I mean, you want to know before you pass on, right?
What are you trying to say? I'm going to live quite a long time still. I'm only 87.
All right. Well, look, I'm in a bathroom at a museum, and I got right here the ghost of Jackson Pollock, and he can't move on to the next plane of existence until he lets you know that he's sorry for kind of denigrating you for so long and, like, not taking your work seriously.
Really? Jackson Pollock is sorry? I never thought I'd hear those words out of his mouth. Let's hear it then.
Like from him?
Yes, please. I don't think I can believe you unless I hear his voice.
Well, okay. I mean, I tried to hand him a paintbrush earlier and it just kind of fell through his, like, hologram hand or whatever. But here, I'll just kind of hold the phone up to him.
Hey, Jasper. This is Jackson. I'm awful sorry that I made fun of your paintings. I like the targets. I like the American flags, the numbers. Those are great, too. I didn't realize at the time what you were trying to do, and I thought it was a threat to my own mission and artwork. And, well, I'm just awful sorry. And I'm also sorry I gave you a noogie that one time.
Oh, my.
Only the real Jackson would know about the noogie. Well, I accept your apology, I guess.
Are you still there?
Yes, what just happened?
I think he passed on to, like, the next dimension or whatever.
Oh, thank heavens. Now lose my phone number.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Louise, this has been a very productive day for me at the museum.
I honestly do not care about any of these dumb men.
At least we did one good thing.
Maybe you just wanted to be a good person, but the truth is that no one is truly good. No one is truly evil. We are all somewhere in between.
That's probably a good note for me to end on. Do you know how I can get out of here now without, like, sounding off some emergency exit alarms and whatnot?
Okay, here's what you do. You go down into the basement. You find the laundry chute. You jump down into it, and it will shoot you out into the Natoma alleyway. Now go on, you little silly girl.
Are you sure you don't want me to call anyone or hook you up with anything to get you out of here?
No, I want to be here forever with my spiders.
All right, let's see here. I've got the laser field. Do a little Catherine Zeta-Jones. Okay. All right, let's see. Is this the laundry chute or the incinerator? Oh. It's definitely the incinerator. Okay, here we go.
Well, hello, Ken.
Oh, hey.
I was told you might be coming down here by one of the pedestals upstairs.
Oh, okay. Sorry I'm, like, climbing into you.
No, it's okay. Lots of people do it, actually.
Why is there a laundry chute in a museum?
Well, because we've got laundry. Like, there's a bunch of towels that the install crew uses. You know, we paint all the time, so there's a lot of cleanup involved with that. The janitors use me. The cafe, they use me because they got their aprons. They spill tomato soup on them all the time. You got to understand the ins and outs of this museum. It's a big operation.
White gloves?
Because they want to find the dust. You know, they do the white glove test all the time. Oh, and also for handling the fragile art.
Okay, now when I go through you, where am I going to end up? And is it a far drop?
Okay, it's kind of a far drop. You want to go down feet first because it's going to spit you out and you're going to fall on your feet. Well, actually, you're going to fall on your butt. But it's going to set you down right under the museum. You're going to go down a little jog down an alleyway, turn right, then turn left, and then you'll be right on Natoma, New Montgomery.
Okay, thank you. You sure know a lot.
Of course I know a lot. I've been here since 1995.
Okay, here I go!
Hey, who's there?
Oh!
Hey, you! Get back here! How'd you get in that laundry?
Okay, everybody, from the bridge to the other bridge to the island in between, this has been Congratulations, Pine Tree!